Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Yudalid. In this Perek we will see an introduction to the division of the land, and then we'll see Kalev ben Yefune receive his portion first. Pasuk Aleph. Ve'elle asher nahalu b'nei Yisrael be'eretz Kena'an, asher nihalu otam Elazar Kohen v'Yehoshua bin Nun v'rashei avot ha'matot livnei Yisrael. And this, meaning these territories, are what B'nai Israel inherited in Eretz Canaan, that were distributed by Elazar HaKohen, Yehoshua bin Nun, and the leaders of the tribes to B'nai Israel. We open up the Perek with Ve'ele, and this. What's this building off of? If you look back to Pesukim, in last Perek, Pasuk Lamed Bet, Ele asher nihal Moshe be'arvot Moav, this is the land, the territories that Moshe gave out in Arvot Moav. He distributed in Arvot Moav. Ve'ele, and this, over here referring to the land, Yehoshua is going to be distributing to the 9.5 Shevatim in Eretz Kenan. Moshe divided up the land of the two Amori kings, and Yehoshua is about to divide up the land of Kenan. And at the last part of the Pasuk, V'rashe avot ha'matot livnei Yisrael, they were also included in this distributing of the land. These are the leaders of the avot ha'matot, the ones mentioned in Bemidbar, Perek Lamed Dalet. Begoral nahalatam, ka'asher siva Adonai biyad Moshe l'tish'at matot v'chatzi ha'mate. Through a lottery, they received their portions of land, just as Hashem commanded through Moshe to the 9.5 tribes. This Goral is not explained any further in the Pesukim. Hazal, in Gemara, in Baba Batra, Daf Kof Kaf Bet, explain in detail how it was done. And in the middle of the Pasuk, Kasher Tziva Adonai Biyad Moshe, what's this referring to? So there are two places, one in Bemidbar, Perek Vav, at the end, Pesukim Nun Bet, we see the commandment to divide up the land by way of a goral. The Pesukim there, you should really see them. It's Vaydaber Adonai Moshe Lemor, La'ele Tehalek Ha'aretz B'Nahala B'Mispar Shemot, La'rav Tarbe Nahalato V'Lam Atami Nahalato, Ish Lefi Fekuda V'Yuta Nahalato, Ach Begoral Yehalek Et Ha'aretz. Right, you should divide up the land by a goral. Dishmot matot avota min halu, al pi ha-goral tehalek nahalato bin rav limat. So Ramban, by the way, understands over there, meaning in this Pesukim in Bemidbar, that the land should be divided up equally by way of a goral to the Shevatim. Each Shevet should also be divided into families by way of a goral, though not equally. So to the larger family, give a larger nahala, once they receive their location from the goral, their general location, or in the east, north, already now you could give them a larger portion based on the population of their families. But each Shevet itself is receiving an equal portion in land based on the lottery. The second place we see this commandment, or a commandment given to Moshe in this regard, is Bemidbar Lamed Dalid. You see Pesukim Tet Zayin Tel Kaftet over there. We see over there the list of the 10 leaders of the Shevatim who will get their land on the western side of the Jordan in Eretz Canaan. The 10 Nesi'im, led by Yehoshua and Elazar, are commanded to divide up the land of Eretz Canaan. We got a little sidetracked there, but it's important to understand where this commandment was coming from. Next pasuk, pasuk gimal, ki natan Moshe nahalat shenei hamatot v'chatzi hamateh me'ever leyarden, v'lalviyim lo natan nahala betocham. Now the pasukim are taking us through the math of how we got to 9.5 shevatim left. Since Moshe gave the portion of land to the 2.5 tribes on the other side of the Jordan, and the Leviyim, he didn't give a nahala amongst them. And since Bnei Yosef were two tribes, Menashe and Ephraim, so they were doubled. Yosef was doubled to Menashe and Ephraim. And the Leviim were not given a chilek, a portion in the land, except for cities to dwell in, and open land around them for their cattle and their possessions. Kasher tziva Adonai et Moshe, ken asu bnei Yisrael, vayachleku et haaretz. Just as Hashem commanded Moshe, so too bnei Yisrael did, and they divided the land. Let me give a little bit of a background to what's happening here. The Leviim received their cities and their migrashim, their open areas, just as Hashem commanded Moshe, referring to Bemidbar Lamidhe, you can see Pesukim Aleph Techet over there. Over there, the Leviim received six Are Miklat, six cities of refuge, plus an additional 42 cities. Around each city, they received a migrash of 1,000 amah for their animals and other needs. And around that, they received, according to Harambam, an additional 2,000 amah for fields and vineyards. Right, by the way, according to Rashi, it was only an additional 1,000 for the fields and vineyards. All this, Bnei Yisrael did just as they were commanded. With all that, the Pesukim took us through the math of how we got to the 9.5 Shevatim. So just to sum it up, we started with 12. Since Yosef was doubled to Ephraim and Menashe, and we subtracted Levi, as they're not going to get a portion. So plus 1, minus 1. And then, as we saw, 2.5 tribes already received their land, leaving us with the 9.5 Shevatim. From now until the end of the Perek, we will see the Nahala, the portion of land that was given to Kalev. Vayingeshu v'nei Yehuda el Yehoshua bagilgal. Vayomer elav Kalev ben Yefune HaKenizi. Ata yada'ata et davar asher diber Adonai Moshe ish ha'Elohim al odotai va'al odotecha bekadesh barnea. And Bnei Yehuda approached Yehoshua in the Gilgal, and he told, meaning Kalev ben Yefune told Yehoshua, Kalev spoke up from all of Bnei Yehuda, you know of the matter that Hashem spoke to Moshe, man of God, concerning me and concerning you in Kadesh Barnea. Kalev here is clearly the one speaking up, but people from his Shevet are with him, as the Pasuk also clearly states, Vayikeshu Bnei Yehuda. So maybe they come along to help support, strengthen his claim. Also, they don't come to the Nesi'im, Elazar and Yehoshua, who are dividing up the land by the Goral. They come up to Yehoshua alone, as Kalev is about to claim that he deserves a portion of land that was promised to him from Hashem before the land that gets divided up by the Goral. Over here, they want their promise honored. They don't want a portion in from the Goral. They want something specific that was promised to them, so the other people really are irrelevant to their claim. Meaning the Nesi'im and Elazar HaKohen are irrelevant to what they're claiming right now. So they come and approach Yehoshua alone. Kalev's claim over here is referring to what Hashem promised Moshe in Bemidbar Yudalid. See Pasuk Kavdalid over there, right? Va'avdi Kalev ekev hayeta ruach acheret imo vayimale aharai. And my servant Kalev, because he had a different spirit with him, and he followed me wholeheartedly, I shall bring him to the land to which he came, and his offspring shall inherit it or shall possess it. That was right after Chetam Miraglim. Moshe promised Kalev that he would get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Zayin, Ben Arba'im Shana Anochi בשלוח משה עבד אדוני אותי מקדש בניה לרגל את הארץ ואשב אותו דבר כאשר עם לבבי. I was 40 years old when Moshe, the servant of Hashem, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy on the land, and I returned back to him with a report, or I brought him back a report as was in my heart. Right, so he's saying over here that He brought back Moshe a forthright report. I said what was in my heart. I said the truth. I wasn't drawn into speaking bad about the land with the other people. Ve'achai asher alu imi himsiv et lev ha'am ve'anochi mileti acharei Adonai Elohai. And my brothers who went up with me melted, they weakened the hearts of the nation. And me myself, I fulfilled the will of Hashem, my God. Kalev here uses the same language that Hashem used by Parashat Meraglim, Vayimale Acharai. And over here Kalev says, Anochi Mileti. Vayishava Moshe Bayom Ahu Demor, Im Lo Ha'aretz Asher Darecha Raglecha Bah, Lecha Tihye Lenachala Ulvanecha Ad Olam, Ki Mileta Acharei Adonai Elohai. And Moshe swore on that day, saying, the land that your foot stepped on shall be for you a nachala, a portion for your children forever, because you fulfilled the word, the will of Hashem, your God, my God. If we look back to Parashat Meraglim, it's actually Hashem over there that swore. It could be, and it must be, that Kalev heard it from Moshe. So Kalev heard the swear from Moshe, even though Hashem was the one that swore it himself. Ve'ata, Hine hechaya Adonai oti kaasher diber ze 45 shana me'az diber Adonai et hadavar hazeh el Moshe asher halach Yisrael bamidbar. Ve'ata, hine anochi hayom ben 85 shana. And now, Hashem has sustained me, just as He spoke, 45 years from when Hashem spoke of this matter to Moshe, when Israel was in the, walked in the Midbar. And now I am today 85 years old. Kalev was 40 years old when he was sent to explore Eretz Israel. That was the second year in the desert. 38 years later, he entered into Eretz Israel at age 78, and now he is 85, 7 years after he entered Eretz Israel. This is where Hazal get the 7 years of kibush, the 7 years of conquering, that Bnei Yisrael fought and conquered the land for 7 years. They get it from this pasuk, speaking of Kalev. And Kalev continues speaking, Odeni hayom hazak ka'asher biyom sheloach oti Moshe, kechochi az uchechochi ata, lamilhama vilaset vilavo. I am just as strong today as I was the day Moshe sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now. For war, to go and to come. Meaning to take the people out to battle and to bring them home safely from battle. 85 years old, and he's saying that he's still strong to fight and conquer Eretz Israel. He's pretty much telling Yoshua to give him the Nahala that he's asking for and leave it to him to conquer. Ve'ata, תנאלי את ההר הזה אשר דיבר אדוני ביום ההוא, כי אתה שמעת ביום ההוא כי ענקים שם, וערים גדולות בצורות. אולי אדוני אותי והורשתים כאשר דיבר אדוני. And now, give me this mountain that Hashem spoke of on that day, because you heard on that day that there were ענקים there were giants there, and great fortified cities. Maybe Hashem will be with me, and I'll drive them out, just as Hashem spoke. Vayvarechehu Yehoshua, vayiten et Hebron lechalev ben Yefune lenachala. And Yehoshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Kalev ben Yefune as his portion of land. Al ken hayeta Hebron lechalev ben Yefune akinizi lenachala ad hayom hazeh, ya'an ashamileh acharei Adonai Elohei Yisrael. Therefore, Hebron became the heritage, the nachala, the portion of land of Kalev ben Yefune, Hakinizi, until this day, because he fulfilled the will of Hashem, God of Israel. V'shem Hebron lefanim kiryat arba, ha'adam ha'gadol ba'anakim hu, ve'ha'aretz shaketa mimilchama. Hebron was previously called Kiryat Arba. He was the greatest of the Anakim, meaning the person Arba was the greatest of the Anakim, and the land quieted down from war. The context and words there are, all those that angered Hashem, the other spies, will not see the land of Eretz Yisrael. But Kalev, I will bring him to the land that he came to, and his children shall inherit it. It sounds like it's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Kalev will enter Eretz Yisrael, unlike the other Meraglim. And he will be the one to give over his estate to his kids. So how do we deal with that? How do we deal with the Pshat of the Pasuk by Perashat Meraglim in Sefer Bamidbar and our text over here in Yehoshua? So Radak reads our Perek in Yehoshua into the text of Perashat Meraglim and explains that the promise of Ahavioti v'la'aretz asher bashama, and I shall bring him to the land that he stepped in, that he walked through, is the land of Hebron specifically. Not Eretz Yisrael as a whole, specifically in Kalev walked through Hebron, I'm going to give him Hebron. Chazal are also Doreshes from earlier in the Perasha, when the Torah tells us, Vayavo ad Hebron, and Chazal say it's in singular, Vayavo, as it was only Kalev that came to Hebron. Or, and this is a new Perush, we can leave the Pshat of the Pesukim in Perashat Meraglim as is, and just say that Kalev over here is filling us in with more information that was recorded in the Torah. That wasn't recorded in the Torah. Also, in Sefer Shoftim, Perek Aleph, we're told that they gave Hebron to Kalev, just as Moshe said. So again, that claim of Hebron specifically, just as Moshe said. And an alternative Perush is that Hashem's words were left for explanation. It can be taken in two ways, that Kalev will enter Eretz Yisrael, or that Kalev will receive a specific Nahala in Eretz Yisrael. Kalev is Mefaresh Hashem's words, that he is to receive a Nahala asher darachba, and chooses Hebron. Yehoshua accepts and is Mevarechen. And now, in the last Pasuk, we ended off the Perek with the words, Ve'ha'aretz shaketa mimilchama. The land quieted down from war. What war? Who spoke of war? So, it could either be the war that Kalev fought. It's a little tough to say this since there is no war detailed here. I heard another perush from Rav Mordechai Sabato. He wants to explain like this, Be'ikvot Rashi, as a ma'amar musgar. Right? It's a parenthetical clause. If we remember, we had the same exact quote before, Ve'aretz shaketa mimilchama, right? The land quieted down from war. Where? We saw this at the end of Perek Yud Aleph. So, our next Perek, Perek Tetvav, can be a continuation of Perek Yud Aleph. We end off Perek Yud Aleph with the pasuk, Vayikach Yehoshua at kol ha'aretz kechol asher dibera Adonai el Moshe, Vayitena Yehoshua lenachala Yisrael kemachlekotam, Ve'aretz shaketa mimilchama. So Yehoshua conquered the land, gave it to Israel as a nahala, ve'aretz shaketa mimilchama, and the land was quieted down from war. Perek Tetvav opens up with the dividing up of the nahalot to Yisrael, vayhi agora lemateh b'nei Yehuda, and etc. We go through all the other shevatim. So what's in the middle? What's in this parenthetical clause over here? We have three perakim: perakim Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. So Yud Bet speaks about, these are the kings that Moshe killed and conquered. These are the kings that Yehoshua killed and conquered. Then we move to Perakim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. These are the Shevatim that received their land from Moshe. And then, these are the Shevatim that will receive their land from Yehoshua. So again, it shows us that the conquest and the division of Yehoshua is a continuation of what Moshe started, as we mentioned in last Perek. Now, I heard a nice idea on the significance of Kalev's portion being mentioned in here, within these three perakim, before we go into the division of the land by the Goral. It shows us that even things that are ordained from above, man can also have an influence on what will happen. And if Kalev is willing to request a certain portion and promise to fight for it, Yehoshua gives it to him. Reality is a synthesis of the plans from above, along with the actions man is willing to take. With that, we close off Perek Yudalid. We saw the introduction to dividing up Eretz Kena'an to the 9.5 Shevatim, and we saw Caleb's claim to the land of Hebron. In next Perek, we will see the land, the Nahalah, that was given to Shevet Yehudah.